about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed, we are on the air on this Tuesday night edition, and good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, as promised, we have back again none other than the very busy Dr. K and his new books. One of them, of course, stoking a lot of detail, controversy, and discipleship, Wrongly Blamed, New Information, The Real Truth About 9/11. So you definitely want to take advantage of this opportunity tonight with Dr. K. And I think he may be on the line right now. I'm not sure. All right. The line is ringing, though. I can attest to that. We are dialing him now at home. And we are intercepting Mossad disinformation. So he will be with us, Lord willing, very momentarily. Busy show tonight, and a lot of information, a lot of interesting, detailed information to talk about during the week. Friday night we will have on Mr. Hyde. No, not Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Kurt Hyde, who, of course, is a specialist and expert in the field of elections and electioneering, if you know what I mean. And as you know, he's very critical of the legislation passed concerning elections in the last election itself, having to do with mandates for local election so-called reform. And he's gone way beyond that now, and he's ready to hammer some nails. So he'll be on Friday night as well. And Dr. Kasim Khalil's book, his main book, that is stoking a lot of interest, Wrongly Blamed, is what we'll be talking about tonight. So, if you want to ask a question, you have new information, you have something that we can sink our teeth into, then by all means, dial up the number, 800-313-9443. That's all you have to do, and we will get to your call. All right. Do we have him yet? All right. He's here. Dr. K. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. K.
Oh, hi. Is this Mr. Adams?
Yeah, this is Mr. Adams. Yes.
How are you, dear?
I'm doing well, dear.
That's wonderful. It's good to be on with you.
Thank you. Thank you. You'll be going away pretty soon, huh?
Well, it seems that way.
You get travels and business and lectures and speaking engagements. Well,
that seems to be the case.
You're very busy, aren't you?
Well, yeah. We've got to sometimes think of ourselves, though.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down a little bit, but not right now.
Well, you know, there's a lot to do in these days at which we find ourselves living. And 9/11, of course, is not going away, and more people, thanks to you and others, and the Internet, of course, is stoking the fires that otherwise would have definitely been smoldered by the bought and paid for corrupt media. And that's what they have been trying to do, trying to cast aspersions on many of the honest and reputable websites that deal with the 9/11 conspiracy, if you
will. You know, that's one of the biggest challenges, and I know you're trying to help in that vein and doing an admirable job, and that is the disinformation campaign.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that and much more. Dr. K, stay where you are. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
All right, we're back now to begin our discussion tonight again with Dr. K, who has been a mainstay, a fixture here for some time. And the last couple of months, we've really been hitting home because he's trying to get these books out, the information out about 9/11, who really perpetrated it based on the evidence that really has been ignored largely by the so-called media experts. And Dr. K, every time you come to these microphones, you have something new to say,
yeah. An
update and more information. So I'll let you start.
Is our friend in Australia listening, Mr. Rick?
He wouldn't be listening at this hour, but
okay.
I think he will be listening I think it's tomorrow, right?
Well, if it re-airs, let him know that we're going to find out
yes. What
happened to his books and ship those books.
Okay.
Now, I promised some new information tonight, and you will get it. But the biggest thing to consider is, could it be that the whole idea of Islamic terror and Arabic terror and Arab terror, could it be a hoax? It sure appears that it would be a hoax. Because, there are a number of people who have masqueraded themselves with Arabic gowns or Middle Eastern gowns and committed terror on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
The most notorious is Abu Nidal. Abu Nidal wasn't an Arab. He was not a Muslim. He wasn't even a Palestinian. Okay? He was actually a Western espionage agent. He was actually, you could call it Mossad. He was an Israeli asset. He was an agent. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And 60-70% of his victims were Palestinian. They were leaders of the Palestinian people who were assassinated across the globe. Okay, so that's why I say one of the premises tonight is, could it be that the thing that Bush is pitching, the Iran and Iraqi insurgents and Al Qaeda, that it's all a myth that's been perpetrated upon us? That's how it appears if you carefully look at it. Why else would people like the 19 so-called preachers that the Indians caught on an Indian Airlines going to Bangladesh,
mm-hmm.
and they caught them, they took their information,
yep.
they were dressed as Muslim preachers, but they were Israeli West Bank agents.
Okay. Yeah, the Pakistani intelligence agency had said that this definitely was a case of, quote, mistaken identity. And you're right, he spoke up about it. But, of course, why should we listen to him? I mean, just because he's the man who should know and an insider himself tells you this thing is a fraud, it's an inside job from the outside, what would he know, right? I mean,
exactly.
we should listen to all the propagandists and all the neocons, because, after all, they know better than anybody how to deal with terrorism. They've done it since World War I, right?
Exactly. And, mm-hmm. and then, I mean, because we're told that Islamic terror is it. On the streets, if you ask 1,000 Americans when they think of terror, somehow they see this guy with a beard. They might, Oprah Winfrey would kept posting Osama bin Laden's picture next to acts of violence. Joyce Riley even did it on her video, even though she, seems to be talking about a lot of stuff. She, every time the word terror, she posted bin Laden. But why are Western agents dressing as Arabs and Muslims and committing acts of terror? I don't have any Muslims dressing as Jews or Christians and committing acts of terror, wearing, specifically to make it look like it was a Christian act or a Catholic act or a Jewish act. I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
In the whole history, I have none, not one. Now, in addition, you have to understand, I've written the book Wrongly Blamed, New Information, the Real Truth About 9/11 and the London Bombings. And what the book pretty much proves is there was no Muhammad Atta that attacked the United States on mm-hmm. September 11th. Everybody knows it now. There was no al-Omari. They weren't here. And if they were here, they were assassinated. That's basically what the book has shown. We have proven, you remember the FBI posted the 19 people? We have proof in the book, absolute incontrovertible proof from U.S. Western news agencies, including English newspapers, direct interviews in the Middle East, direct interviews through England, direct interviews through America, direct interviews with embassy officials. We have proof that 10, 11 of the 19 that were accused were alive and were not in the country at the time of the horrors that occurred here. So we have to ask the question, how many times have terror acts been committed, people faking it like they were Arabs? Remember the King David Hotel when the Zionist agents from the Stern and the Irgun gangs
mm-hmm.
dressed up as Arabic and put dynamite in milk cans, and the British caught them and chased them out. They still set the fuse, blew the building to shreds, killed 80 British, a bunch of Arabic people, a bunch of Jewish people, okay? Now, the second thing that our premises tonight, like you said, is it's not the little terror that's important. Like the King David Hotel, horrifying as it is, it's kind of like little terror. But it's the big terror that's really interesting. It's all important.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking now World War I, aren't we? We're talking World War II.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking
yes.
World War III, as is proposed. I have the book. Remember last time we were talking and a fellow called and he wanted to know what the book was?
Yes.
I have
yes.
the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler
hmm.
in my hands.
Yep, Anthony Sutton.
Huh? Yeah, you know about it.
Oh, yeah, I read that years ago.
And I have the wire transfers in my hands. Who do you think funded, and you already know, you've talked about I.G. Farben and all that. Who do you think funded the Hitler's actual election? People? I mean, you know who funded Hitler's election itself. He mm-hmm. was not elected. He was not in power. He needed money for campaign, for disinformation, for printing, for brochures. Who actually paid to get him elected? You have to really think this through, people.
Well, we know it was the banking interests, the same ones that put in Stalin and maintained him, and Roosevelt and maintained his dictatorship.
You know what, Mr. Rick? You're 100% right.
Yeah.
At first, they funded the Bolshevik Revolution,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't from Germany that the funding came. It was from the United States.
That's right.
And the same is true of Hitler. It wasn't in the internal German industry as such. It was not some people in Austria that were friends from, because I guess he was partly from Austria. It didn't happen to be, long-term Nazis. It wasn't as such like communists or something. It was actually Wall Street. Wall Street provided the money. I have the wire transfers in my hands that elected Adolf Hitler, and that also provided his Luftwaffe, his SS, his Gestapo with their weapons and with their propaganda apparatus by special funds that were set aside outside of Hitler's government. The money was wire transferred from New York and from a few other cities, but it wasn't. You think that the average American person would knowingly have, elected Hitler and helped his rise to power? Not so. Not even the average German American would have done it.
But I think it is true that the average German did, in fact, have a great deal of support for the National Socialist Party.
Not as much as you think.
Well, I think I would have supported it. I think you probably would have supported it only because of the circumstances that existed.
A lot of the
existed.
German industry, it's true, it's true, but the lot, believe it or not, you know, and Sutton shows this off, and others, that a lot of the German industry was suspicious of Hitler and suspicious of his backing. Siemens, for instance, was very suspicious and refused to support
him. Yes.
But, you know, General Electric, Ford, and the Rockefeller Group and the Rothschild Group were supported him completely because they actually had the agenda of the socialist takeover of Europe.
Well, see, the whole problem was they create a problem and then offer a solution. So they bankrupted Germany. They raped Germany. They went to war against Germany unnecessarily in World War I.
Yeah.
And, of course, that produced the results desired. Of the currency collapse, the destruction of the mark, and, of course, the destruction of the nation, as they had done in the United States in the 1930s.
Of course,
it was the same gang.
Silver, you know.
Right, the same gang of criminals. Yeah.
And, by the way, it wasn't the Wall Street bankers that actually gave Hitler the money.
Right.
It was actually the general public. The money, in such a greedy situation, actually came by offering a stock options to the Americans for...
Right.
You know, on the greed of making money and General Electric and making money in, banking and investment and to some degree in Ford. The consumer provided the money to Wall Street. Wall Street wire transferred the money to Hitler. They wire transferred it, as you know, you've read the book, directly to Rudolf Hess, who then used it to elect Hitler. And Hitler himself used the money.
Now, I think what you're trying to do is try to establish a pattern here from the beginning of the last century right up through the present time, that the same group of killers and banksters and criminals funds all of these experiments, these dialectical models of conflict and then opposition, so they can create the new world order. Is that what you're leading
to?
For sure.
For a social world order.
There you are.
They admit it, that, look, this idea of Hitler is a good one because we've already got our foot in the door in German industry.
Right.
We own 95% of General Electric, Germany. We own Opel. General Motors owned it. The Panzer tank was made by us.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll be right back.
We thought it was.
Okay, no, there's no good wars. All right, we'll be right back with our guest, Dr. K. Jump aboard. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
C'est Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we're back now with Dr. K. We'll go to the phones in the next segment of the program. But Dr. K, yes, you established a couple of points about history, and no doubt about it, as Professor Sutton has shown in his books on the rise of Hitler and the Bolshevik Revolution, indeed, the parallels were very amazing. They financed both sides.
You know, and what he didn't want to do, you know, because the pressure would have been immense on him, was mentioned that there was a Zionist banking cartel that was the main source of money.
Right.
Even though you read his book, you don't see that, but if you carefully read it, you see that E.H. Harriman, you see that Rockefeller, who was he was a front man for the Rothschild. The money came from the Jewish powerhouses.
Uh-huh.
This brings into question the whole monkey business about, you know, beat on your chest about what happened to one group of people or the Jewish Holocaust. You have to take a serious look at all of those comments and all those institutions when the perpetrators were not Americans as such. You know, the source of the money that was sent to create Hitler wasn't so much American businessmen, although Henry Ford was involved, but he was more of an early player. The actual people that paid for the election were the Zionist bankers. That's a fact, because they liked the idea of a social runover in Europe. And they wanted to be behind it, and they wanted to be the avant-garde industrialists in that process. Mm-hmm. Right. And they wanted a war because they were set to sell steel, gold, minerals, coal into gas, oil, all of it. And then they want to make it out like Islam is terror. Now, here I have the words of Muhammad under the title gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
God is gentle and loves gentleness. Number two, there are two qualities which Almighty God and His messenger love: courage and gentleness. Courage, yes, and gentleness. And this one, God always helps a person as long as that person helps his fellow man. And God loves the comforter of the heartbroken. Now, why, if a person practiced this, come on, give me a break. They're not going to be the main perpetrators of all of this. There has to be something we're missing.
Yeah, and somebody wants us to think that other party is guilty of crimes against America. Boy, I'll tell you, that goes back to, Cain and Abel, I think, doesn't it?
You're sure right about that, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
One wanted to take the power over the other.
Yeah.
The other was an innocent victim. That's a real parable, isn't it, about humankind?
And then he asks, am I my brother's keeper? So yeah. It's in your face. It's a snub. Right. It's defiance. And, you know, right from the beginning, there's an evil nature there. And,
that's right.
And that's what this is all about today. This battle that's going on is between one tiny group, actually, against the many.
You said it right the last show. You said they want to snuff out our Muslim brothers in faith that wish to worship the Creator and wish goodness and don't want to see pornography and licentious and bizarre sex practice, whatever it is. They're against that.
Well, they stand in the way. Let's face it. This nation's Christian heritage is all but gone. There's very little resistance today to any of this onslaught, is there?
That's right. And see, the thing is, the Rothschild group said they like the idea of doing away with that moral fiber.
Mm-hmm.
They're already on record promoting the opposite of these truths. And they promoted Karl Marx and funded his books. And Karl Marx, of course, not only was godless, but he promoted this, free sexual society, mm-hmm. if nothing else.
Right. And look at Sumner Redstone today, Murray Rothstein, and his MTV, and his Blockbuster, and his Paramount Pictures, and
sure.
the whole nine yards, and what they're producing today.
Where are the
today.
Islamic pornographers, you
mm-hmm.
see?
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
are the devout Christians that support that? There
yeah, I don't think they accused Osama bin Laden of having been a porno exporter. But
no.
now that you mention it, they very well might do that next time.
Sure.
So they may be producing a video next saying that Osama produced this video and he's naked in it and he's performing sex acts because he wants to corrupt us.
Yes, not past it.
Incredible. All right. I want to do this. I want to take the calls when we come back from the break on the line. And all of you, get ready. Call in the number, toll free, 800-313-9443. Because tonight, before you leave, I know you have another week or so, you want to offer another last opportunity, this time for people to get the book and start distributing them.
Yeah.
The other two books, of course, well, you can mention the titles if you want.
Yeah,
the Arabian Connection and
the Words of Muhammad.
The Words of Muhammad.
Yeah. Well, we'll get, like you say, when we come back, we'll concoct a special.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me, Dr. K. All right, 1-800-313-9443. We already have a few people on the lines, and we want to fill the lines now because this is it tonight. We want to reach out and bring the word here, the truth, to thinking people all across the world, and there aren't too many thinking people left. I mean, we're not saying there's only a handful, but let's face it. The masses have always been used to accomplish the evil deeds of the minority controllers.
And I don't need to dig back to World War II, but I have to, because when you see a wire transfer to Rudolf Hess, then to Hitler, and you find out it's our own people, the Zionist bankers.
There you are. All right, we'll be right back. Dr. K, Rick Adams, his book, An Uncensored Radio Free America, will continue.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now, and we'll go to the phones. 1-800-313-9443. And we'll take our first call right now for Dr. K. Jim in Texas, you're on the program. Hello, Jim.
Hello, you guys just before the break came up with a brilliant idea, and I have a title for it, Osama Does Dallas.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it would be a hit.
Well, I'm sure.
But to go back to your Weimar Germany and your funding Hitler thing, you're absolutely right, because the Zionists control, they always contribute to try and control both sides of every issue.
Definitely.
They contributed to both sides of the American Civil War. They contributed to both sides of the Bolshevik Revolution. They contributed to both sides of everything. Bella Kuhn, Kurt Liebknecht, Rosa Luxemburg, they always contribute to both sides of everything.
That's
because
true.
Then it becomes heads we win, tails you lose.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the greed. And also, there was a specific agenda to get a socialist government or a socialist empire, because they had their hands in the big industries, iron, steel, coal, oil, gold, silver,
armament.
Mining.
And armament, so mainly.
It's easy money to have a monopoly, and if you have, and if you can't break the Netherlands monopoly individually and the Polish monopoly individually and the British monopoly, but if you have a Hitler who was elected by the Zionists, which there's incontrovertible proof in my hands, then if the guy wins or loses, you're still winning because you're selling the weapons, you're selling everything else. But if he did win, wow, we have global industrial cartels.
No, see? But the thing is, I think you guys, or at least you, Mr. K, or Dr. K, or however you wish to be addressed, but the thing is, you're missing the big picture. The whole thing was planned out. The First World War was designed to take... to take the Tsar out and take control of Russia. The Second World War was designed for Russia to overrun all of Europe. And the Third World War was designed for them to control the world. That's the way it was all set up. And it kind of worked that way, except Hitler kind of screwed things up when he attacked Russia 2 weeks before they were ready to attack him.
Well,
and that's what ruined that plan.
It's yes and no, though, because, you know, again, playing all sides of the street, there was definite interest in Hitler as a potential socialist power. There was, they already had placed their power in through Marx and Lenin and that system. That was already well placed. It wasn't necessary for Russia to conquer it all, but what was really necessary was to destabilize the earth, because the big pin was Palestine. Rothschild from the beginning stated clearly that he wanted a chunk of the Middle East to make a Jewish empire. Churchill, you know, was involved.
However, but the grand design was for England, France to fight Germany, which they did, as so ordered, to go to war against Germany, and they would weaken each other, and Germany would be tied down, and it would be very easy for Russia to move in, because in June of 1941, they had 185 divisions on the Polish border, all attack divisions ready to roll.
Well, there are, let me just tell you this, Jim. There are two opinions about that. You may very well be correct. There's also definite, solid historical information that they didn't necessarily want Russia to conquer all of Europe. But no matter which way it flew, they had the positioning, the Zionist banking cartel, the power. They were positioned with whatever happened with Hitler. They were also positioned in Russia. So,
but the
whichever way the plot was doesn't really matter at this point.
But the Zionists in England were told, indirectly, they were told that according to the plan that England, they weren't designed for the Russians to control England. But the plan design was, and they were told that England must make accommodations because they were going to control all of Europe. England, they didn't care one way or another.
Well, they already have a very powerful presence in England. So the point being that both of us are saying basically the same thing. We have a very powerful group of people who are in control of the power and the industry of the entire operation. And war actually filled their financial coffers. But don't forget, and it's a big deal.
Are you aware that Stalin did not even celebrate the end of World War II because he was mad, because that wasn't the plan? He wasn't supposed to get half of Europe. He was supposed to get all of Europe.
I understand. I understand. All of it's involved, including Palestine, because it was achieved.
And to get back to the 9/11 briefly, I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, but this is an interesting crossfire here. Go ahead.
To get back to 9/11, I think that all these phony 9/11 truth movements, or most of them are phony anyway, that they're going about it the wrong way. It should be, because you know how the American people are infatuated with award shows.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that those of us who are in the know should set up an annual award show of illusion and leisure domain, and nominate people like, for instance, Larry Silverstein, who's the only man in modern history who owned all three buildings that ever defied all laws of physics and logic. That
I agree with you. We should have some spoofing going on, because the truth movements are fighting each other. I don't know what they're doing.
They're too serious. You have to ridicule, because here's one guy, one Jewish Zionist, that happened to own all three buildings, that on the same day just defied all laws of physics and,
yeah.
and logic, and nobody comments on it.
And then somehow those $100 bills landed in his back pocket, though.
Absolutely. And he just so happened to 6 weeks or 8 weeks before insure him for our terrorist attack.
No, that was Osama stuffing those dollar bills, those $100
well,
bills.
Well, no, Osama was busy filming his film.
Oh,
Osama
yeah.
does that.
He was the culprit.
Jim, the lightness helps. Thank you so much.
And okay. Jim, thanks for your great comments. I appreciate
yeah.
them.
He
really is stimulating a lot of historical
Definitely.
Fact. You know, this reminds me of the quip, you know, from one of the State Department people years ago who made the statement, we cannot allow the world, this is after the betrayal of Europe in World War II,
yeah.
that we cannot allow the world to remain half free and half enslaved. So we're out to enslave the other half.
Apparently. And a job fairly well done.
Hey, oh, of course. And, if it were not for the stupidity of the American public, things would have happened.
Rick, though, let's go ahead and enslave ourselves to our Lord. At least we'll get some credits for that one.
That's the only kind of liberation that counts.
There you go.
Real slavery in Jesus. And, you
yeah.
know, when you got that, boy, you're not a slave. You're a free man and a free woman and a free child in this spiritual battle that we're fighting. And it is a spiritual warfare. I cannot say that enough times.
This is, it's time to do your duty to the Almighty God.
Yep.
And that's the only thing you got to bite on, people. It's all you got to hold on. And then don't get despondent. We can have some fun, like Jim, but let's keep the message going.
There you go. All right, let's take another call. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. You're with us, Henry.
Yeah, hello.
Hey,
how you doing?
We can hear you.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? You said something earlier about... if he was running for election, I think Hitler would the average people vote for him.
Yeah.
I disagree with that guy. Dr. K. Yeah, I disagree with you there because when I see what's going on with this country right now with the immigration and just the stuff that you mentioned before about the Zionist stuff with that SLC, the L little country, you know, that's over there in the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what that stands for. I would vote for somebody like Hitler. I would. Now, except I don't know, like Siemens, I don't know if I totally... It's questionable because you don't know whether you totally would trust the guy.
Well, you know, in the context of what happened in Germany, there was a great movement, though not a vast majority, there was a big movement to endorse his policies because, as even Mr. Churchill said, Mr. Churchill attributed to Hitler a remarkable man with outstanding talents, one who accomplished an incredible deal for the German people. Well, this was Churchill speaking.
You got to be careful about cross propaganda, people. Hitler was the cartel's man.
Right.
He was a flunky. He failed in his military. He was used.
How did he get the Iron Cross though? If he failed.
Well, he was wounded, but he had many problems. He was not an actual, you know, really good soldier or anything. He wasn't a general type. Look, he was put in power. Remember that? Somebody that stole an election?
He knew how to paint, though. He knew how to draw, too. He designed that Volkswagen.
I'm not disputing he had some talents, but he didn't come into power through his own prowess.
He was the right man for the right time. That's the whole point.
Don't you remember other comparisons of people being put in power and then putting in patriot acts? And come on.
Yeah, there was a nationalist party in Hungary too. By the way, they had a different symbol.
Believe me, the science is clear. The data is very clear. There were a lot of everyday Germans that were dubious about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know. The movies show Sieg Heil, all the hands up. And who paid for that? America paid for it. So is it real or is it some kind of an artifact? We put money in the SS and Gestapo fund for off-the-books tactics and agenda.
Let me ask you this. Do you have any books particularly on how they... I mean, or know of any books or records of how they... you know, train the SS and rituals and so forth of any kind.
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff out there. You got to get A.C. Sutton's books. That's the most important because it's pure documentation. I don't know much about the Satanists and the cults. I mean, I think we need to look into that just as historians.
Well,
I don't
Satanists,
know of any.
I mean, some of them, the top one wave of Satanists, but they were more trying to phase out some of the stuff of Christianity, return to not so much Satanism, but the original, like pagan religion I have, you know, with the celebrating Yule
but,
and the
let's be
ancient religions from the north.
Let's be practical.
Okay.
The oil industry, the copper mining industry, the powerful, powerful Zionist industries, the you know, the Rothschild cartel.
Yeah.
They promoted two socialist type of powers. The
right.
Bolshevik type of power,
the
so that they
right.
could conquer the Tsar's wealth and take it.
Right.
And
the national socialism.
The industrialization of all of Europe under Hitler. You know, you can go into the theory that Russia was going to take it all or Hitler was going to, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter at this point. The point is very simple. Hitler would not have been elected according to A.C. Sutton. He would not have launched a war. He would not have had a Luftwaffe. He would not have had any oil to gas, or coal to gas.
Mm-hmm.
Coal to gas technology was invented in the United States, not Germany. We have been fed nothing but lies from the beginning of our birth in the United States. We don't know anything.
All right, what about synthetic fuels and ethanol, like the ethanol used in the Japanese Zeros? Is there
mm-hmm.
a way?
That could have been. I've not got a book
right.
out that deals with the Japanese connection, but we know for sure that the technology for the German synthetic fuels was given, and it was admitted in the Nuremberg trials. That technology was given to the Germans by the United States.
Okay, by the government or just companies? Like
no, by companies. By
companies.
The government fought it. Are you kidding? Not Roosevelt, but private, you know, senators and congressmen, when they heard about it, they fought against it. When the generals heard about it, the independents, they fought against it, and they stopped some of it. But this was the Rothschild cartel that did this. Through their front men, which were J.P. Morgan and particularly the Rockefeller Group. Rockefeller owned Standard Oil. Standard Oil invented
yeah,
the
right.
process.
Standard Oil's around today.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
anyway, I think we're getting
okay.
a little bit off the beaten path right. only because I think we want to concentrate more on the
on
recent the recent events
now.
Of 9/11. Yeah. And surely, as you, Dr. K, are pointing out, it's the same group of people behind this last century's events, world events of tumultuous nature, of revolution, war, genocide, all of these things, and it all evolves around that city of Jerusalem, I'm afraid. It all goes back
to
48,
say.
And what happened in 48 leading up to it, and now following it, there's a direct tie to that road to Jerusalem. I don't care who you are.
Right. Exactly.
You cannot
that.
Push
right.
Let me tell you something. You cannot push 4 million people off of the... Do you think that these people were all a bunch of camel drivers? These were very wealthy estate owners. They had all of plantations, orange plantations. They had limestone houses. They had courtyards. There were some poor. But Deir Yassin was a very wealthy village, for example.
Yes.
Oh, no, I know. Palestine had gold. As a matter of fact, a Palestinian called up on a radio station on AM said that Palestine, originally, their money was like our money in the Constitution pre-1913. That was gold and silver coins.
Sure. This was a very wealthy group.
Yeah,
and to this day the Palestinians are good business.
They were
forced off of their world.
Good money. Yeah.
We can't support it. Christianly, Muslimly, Jewishly, any deep devout follower of Scripture, be damned if you support that one.
Ooh. Well, I call it the SLC, just like what that French ambassador said. Little country.
Oh yeah.
I won't tell you what the S stands for. We're on the radio.
Well,
right. You've already said that.
Thanks
now.
A lot.
Well, that's what it is.
All right. I know. Thank you. Right now, as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've got this big weapons show going on right now for the Middle East. And who can buy the most weapons from companies like a little old company like Raytheon here in our neck of the woods in New England, and how they're eyeing these massive sales of weapons throughout the Middle East even the Saudi Arabians and the Persian Arab states, of course, buying more military equipment, such as missiles and drones and so forth. And look at the money. Where does the money come from and where does it go? Right back into war. Yep. War is profitable as long as you have a communist, socialist, Zionist, central banking system.
Exactly.
Without it, it loses its profits.
Exactly. You know what, Rick? Just a few people profit from war. It's just a
very few.
The rest of us are devastated.
And we talked about the Carlyle groups. We talked about Halliburton and how, you know, Dick Cheney was making these big speeches in the 90s about how terrible Saddam Hussein was. But whose company was it that went to rebuild the pipelines that were destroyed by the bombings?
Well,
it was Dick Cheney's company.
Dick Cheney put him in power. Rumsfeld put him in power. Eisenhower put him in our presidency, and their associate stooges actually hired Saddam Hussein as an assassin.
Mm-hmm.
They hired the guy and gave him $10K to kill Qasem because Qasem nationalized the oil. And Qasem came up with an interesting thing. He said, "Look, it's our oil, so we should profit from it."
That'll learn him.
You know,
never do business with dishonorable men.
Yeah.
All right, there's no honor among thieves, huh? Okay,
yeah.
We got a break, and then we got more calls. We'll come back with Joe and others on the line. There's a line available right now for you. The book on 9/11, Wrongly Blamed. The author, Dr. K, with me tonight. Once again, take advantage of this opportunity. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Okay, we're back now with Dr. K, 1-800-313-9443. Let's take Joe next, our caller.
Let me just say one thing, Mr. Rick. It's not the powerful ones that fund the war. It's actually you and I and Joe and Rick.
Yeah.
We're the Federal Reserve Bank of New York put Hitler in power. Whether he was to conquer nothing or get blown apart and create a mess or whatever his purpose was, mm-hmm. he was exactly put into power by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and the Bank of Manhattan, now known as Chase Manhattan. Now, the question to you is, okay, the Federal Reserve and the IRS were established by the Israeli cartel. Now we call them that, but before that was Zionist cartel. Then the money that they get comes from you. That money creates the war machine. Period.
Yep.
End of story.
Yep.
That's the money that's used to pay off the interest debt of this country, and it goes to the bankers. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're working off of an even slate, and they can send your money over to fund a revolution in Somalia or a revolution in Costa Rica or a coup in Angola or whatever, you know.
Absolutely.
Period. We're paying for it.
You might as well.
You
might as well pay. If not you, I mean, who else is going to do it, you know? Keep paying those taxes out there, ladies and gentlemen. Fund the system. Fund the beast. Right?
Let's take
Joe next. Hello, Joe. You're on with Dr. K.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. K.
How are you, dear?
Good, very good, thank you. I'd like to go to Genesis chapter 4, verse 15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. This was ordaining a negative part of the Father's plan. For all times.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these people, their genealogy, are the same ones who killed Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Sons of Cain.
I understand.
Called themselves by a different name, but they were still sons of Cain. And today, they're the same ones that are bringing in the one world government.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ordained of the Father.
And dragging the human being along with it to support the tyranny. Taking the common person, you, me, taking our children to fight their wars. I don't know if America understands this or not.
Well,
but you said it. It's predicted in Scripture. Yeah?
Yes, and the Father wants to see, looking down from above, which ones are going to take his side and which ones are going to side with the sons of Cain.
That's true.
You know, it's much easier to side with the sons of Cain. You come out much more prosperous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You
and
got
no,
it made.
No IRS or FBI knocking on your door.
Yep. You got it made. It makes
although,
you into a...
although, even if you side with the sons of Cain, look what happened to Saddam and Marcos and Pinochet.
Mm-hmm.
But although they still... Who knows if even Saddam might be somewhere in a cave somewhere in South America.
That's open to speculation, yes. But the point is, I think, Joe, you're trying to say that basically no matter what happens in this particular world, there's only one side you can be on. You're either with one or you're with the other, and there's no middle ground. Jesus said that. Lukewarmness, he hates.
Lukewarm's not the way to go.
No.
In the book of Revelation, it talks about the kings of the earth, all the kings of the earth.
All right, stay there. We've got just a few seconds here, and we didn't give you enough time. Stay with me. We'll be right back with you and others on the line. And Dr. K, his offer coming up tonight. Stay tuned. Don't miss it. Rick Adams, hour number two, coming right up, Uncensored Radio, Free America.